This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Speaking about Columbus, and it's like a Columbus night all of a sudden, we have another Columbus grad who will be in action on Saturday in the big game that we told you at 12 noon at home at St. Thomas University, as the number 6 ranked Bobcats will play host to the defending national champion, Kaiser University Seahawks, who are number 1. And I'll tell you what, when you take a look at the talent that comes out of some of those games, it's mind boggling to see some of these football talent. And one of the players that really had a great high school career, and I can't believe that he's already a senior in college, is Dustin Venus from St. Thomas University. Dustin, thanks so much for taking the time. What a great thing for Columbus tonight with having you and Jeremy on.
Yeah, man, it doesn't get better than that. The two Columbus guys.
There you go. You started out at Stetson University, and I know that at when you came out of high school and being a linebacker that everybody was looking at. What was it about, you know, starting off at Stetson, because that's a high academic school where you, as I just said to Jeremy, you guys learn a lot about getting yourself ready for college at Columbus. What was it about Stetson that first drew you there?
Primarily the academics, man. I mean, coming in, I was fortunate enough to gain a scholarship for my academics, because, as you know, Stetson doesn't offer any athletic scholarships. So being able to gain a scholarship from academics was a big thing. So that was one of the main things that drew me there, and just being able to gain a degree from such a prestigious school. So,
yeah. What's it been like at St. Thomas University for you? Because it's a you know, and as I said before, you know, Coach Reichel and the staff came in and they hit the ground running from the beginning. I mean, they didn't, you know, they went after a lot of good kids. They got a lot of kids to come back. What's the environment been like for you?
I mean, it's been great since day one, since I came in. I kind of just put my head down and just worked since I got in there, and the team and the coaches have welcomed me with open arms. And like you said, Coach Reichel and the staff has done a great job bringing in kids. And every year since before I got there, the team has just gone better and better. And I kind of was just watching from afar, and I saw all the great things that they were doing. And I had a couple of buddies of mine from Columbus that were on the team. And it kind of just it drew me, you know, coming back home to play at home. And then it felt like a place where I wanted to be.
Yeah. And you take a look at, you know, like we were talking before, the FAUs and the FIUs and the Miamis and schools like that. But this is a pretty darn good brand of football. You know, the NAIA, especially in this conference, as we mentioned with Kaiser University, who won the national title last year, yourself, schools like Southeastern University and programs like that. I mean, this is and you've played at this level, and you could see, this is a pretty good brand of football, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, coming from a Division I FCS school and then going to NAIA, there is the thought of, is the competition of football going to be the same, or is it going to be less? And I would say it's probably just the same, or at times even better. And I think it shows when we go out and we compete against these Division I schools and the other teams in our conference that go out and play Division II schools, and that we're able to beat them or compete with these schools. It shows that the amount of talent that the Sun Conference really has.
Yeah, no doubt. Dustin Venus joins us. He's a senior at St. Thomas University, a linebacker. And if you followed his career back in high school, one of the toughest players around. I mean, you were always around the ball, and I always knew you were going to be something special. But not only that, is now you serve as kind of a role model, and you're almost like a blueprint for this, as balancing, as we talked to Jeremy earlier, about balancing academics and athletics. And if anybody knows that, you know, coming out of Columbus and then going to a school like Stetson, you've learned how to do this. And I'm sure it was ingrained to you by your family early on that if you don't get it done in the classroom, there's no way you're going to be able to play sports. Talk about that.
I mean, definitely. I mean, coming into Columbus is something they always preach was, you know, being a marriage of living by the marriage code and just excelling in the classroom and school being first. And first thing when you become a freshman and you have freshman orientation, it's pretty known in Columbus. You have the Mr. McKeon speech. He comes in and he talks to the incoming class of freshmen. And the first thing he says, if you're coming to Columbus for sports, then this isn't the place for you. So it kind of just puts you in your place, and then you kind of get a quick understanding that Columbus is about academics and then sports second. So, yeah, learning that from Columbus, it just carried over for the rest of my life and then into college, and then just made me who I am today.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you know, you being around for a number of years and being a senior, a lot of the younger kids, I'm sure the coaches at St. Thomas University kind of rely on you also to kind of help ease in some of the freshmen and sophomores who don't have the guidance. Talk about that, because you've always been that leadership guy. You've always embraced that leadership role. What about at this level?
Yeah, man, I just do anything I can to lead the young guys. Whether it's on or off the field. I mean, I kind of get the jokes around the team that I'm getting old, you know, everyone's calling me uncle or pops or, you know, stuff like that. So I get the jokes here and there, you know, that I'm getting old and stuff and that I look like a dad, but I don't mind it. You know, I embrace it. I know my role on this team, and that's to lead this team. And since I've gone here day one, I've just, you know, the team and the coaches embrace me, and I know I got it voted on to the leadership council, so I know my role in this team. That's just to help us win and lead the young guys.
Yeah, no doubt. You're a management major. Do you get your degree this year?
Yeah, I'll be getting my degree in the spring.
Okay. What are your plans? Would you like to maybe try football at the next level, or you would just like to maybe go for your master's? What's your plans after this year?
I mean, if the opportunity presents itself where there's a spot for me to play at the second level, I'll probably give it some interest. But, you know, obviously I understand how difficult it is to reach the next level. So, I mean, I feel like I've had a pretty good career playing football, and I'm satisfied where I'm at. But, yeah, obviously I want to go get my master's and most likely construction management and lead into probably general contracting or something along those lines. But, yeah, just finishing school and get my degree and see what's next in store for me in life.
Good stuff. Dustin, I can't thank you enough for joining us on a Monday evening. We're definitely going to get out to that game on Saturday. I'd like to see you and say hello to you. And also for fans who are going out there, 12 noon kickoff against Kaiser, it's going to be a big game. And certainly something that you go to colleges, especially like St. Thomas University, for to play in a big game like this. I can't thank you enough, man. Thanks so much. And we'll see you on Saturday.
You got it, Larry. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
Anytime. Dustin Venus, the senior at St. Thomas University, former Columbus player. And, I remember him back in high school. Just an amazing talent. And it's all about leadership, as we talked this evening with Jeremy Passmore. Also, we had an opportunity to talk earlier in the program to Rufino Van Gates from Kaiser, who said the same thing, and Chris Jones from FAU, getting an opportunity to check in on some of our Miami-Dade Broward County football talent that is at the next level has been very enlightening and I think informative to a lot of people that have listened this evening. Don't forget, if you miss any of the interviews this evening, and we will have nine, that's a modern day record. Although we hold a modern day record, I think, of 16 a couple of years ago that we had on. I think we made everybody kind of like, you know, what the heck? Some people don't have 16 on a weekly talk show in like a month. But that's the basis of this program, to get our listeners an opportunity to have an array of different coaches and players and such. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk national high school football. Zach Poff from Max Preps is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.